Today's daf is Menaches daf Pei Beis, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. So again, the topic is the Karban Toidah. The Karban Toidah was a Karban Shlamin with unique characteristics. Number one, whereas a Shlamin, as all Kachim Kalim, were Nechal Eshnei Yomim V'layla Achas, the Karban Toidah was Nechal L'yoim V'layla. Additionally, the Karban Toidah was brought together with breads, also known as the Lachmei Toidah. 40 breads, it was really 4 minim. Each min was made up of Eser Chalois, not Yud Beis Chalois, but rather Yud Beis Chalois. Of the 40 breads, 10 of them were Chametz, 30 of them were Matzah. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, onto Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, had discussed whether it's okay for a person to fulfill his obligation to bring Lachmei Toidah using Maaser Sheni. So if I have Maaser Sheni, can I now take my Maaser Sheni and use it to bring Lachmei Toidah? So again, what's Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni is one of the tithes, it's one of the maasers, depending on the year in the Shemitah cycle, that a Yid was obligated to give. Stating that, it was different than Shruma, it was different than Maaser Rishon, different than Bikurin, different than Chala, in the sense that Maaser Sheni didn't have to be given to a Kohen, it didn't have to be given to a Levi. What the Yid had to do was, he had to take his Maaser Sheni, set it aside, bring it to Yerushalayim, and eat it in Yerushalayim. So all of Eretz Yisrael was Chayiv and Maaser Sheni. So just because I have a field that's Chayiv and Maaser Sheni Medeiraisa, doesn't mean I'm living in Yerushalayim. I could be living in Bnei Brak. But what I'm obligated to do is to take my Maaser Sheni, go to Yerushalayim, and in the Makom Kadosh, that is Yerushalayim, that's where I was supposed to eat my Maaser Sheni. What happens if it was difficult for me to take my Tefuah and bring it to Yerushalayim? By the time I'll be able to make it there, when I go to be Oil Regal the next time, the food's already going to spoil. So the Torah gives us a plan B. You're allowed to take the Maaser Sheni and transfer the Kedusha onto money. It's what's known as Pidyon Maaser Sheni. It had to happen Dafka outside Yerushalayim. It has its own Shulchan Aruch. But the point is, a person was able to take the Kedusha from the Maaser Sheni, transfer it over to money. What do you do with the money? You take the money, you bring it to Yerushalayim, the money doesn't spoil, and you buy food. It's a Mishnah, it's in the Masechtas Erevin from all places, that discusses what foods you're allowed to buy with Maaser Sheni. But the point is that Maaser Sheni, you really had one of two options. Either take the Maaser Sheni itself, bring it to Yerushalayim, that seems to be the preferable option, and eat it over there. If it's too difficult to do that, you have a plan B. You could be poida the Maaser Sheni, which means transfer the Kedusha from the Maaser Sheni onto the money, take the money and bring it up to you. So the question is, if somebody has chitin, for example, that's Maaser Sheni, and he wants to use those chitin to satisfy his obligation of Lachmei Toidah. Lachmei Toidah was made from wheat. He wants to use his wheat, that's Maaser Sheni, and use it. So that was the topic in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said, really, it depends on whether the person who's bringing this Karban Toidah had obligated himself to bring the Karban Toidah using the magic words Harei Alai, or whether he had used the words Harezu. If he said Harei Alai, that means he created a Chayves Gavra. He, now, the person has an obligation to bring a Karban Toidah. So much so that if he sets aside one animal as a Karban Toidah, if he sets aside breads or wheat that he's going to use for the Karban Toidah, and then later something happens to it, he's Chayav Achrayis, as the Mishnah says in the first parak of Masechtas Megillah. Being that he now has a Chayvas Gavra to bring a Karban Toidah, we look at his obligation to bring the Karban Toidah as a Dovah Shebechayva, and there's a rule, we'll see more about it in the latter part of today's daf, that Kol Dovah Shebechayva ain't about Elamin Achulin. And being that Maaser Sheni is Nachulin, he would not be able to fulfill his obligation using Maaser Sheni. If he never said Harei Alai, but rather what he said was Harei Zu, so then the halacha is, he never obligated himself from the Gavra perspective. All he said was is that this animal should be a Toidah. These wheat should be Lachmei Toidah. Over there, the halach is that if he would say Harei Zu on Chitin, that a Maaser Sheni, at least at first glance, it would seem to appear that it would be okay. The halacha is you would be able to fulfill your obligation. Stating that, the Mishnah said that it could be if he specifically says that he wants to bring a Karban Toidah and he's going to bring it Min HaMaaser, then it's going to be okay to bring it Min HaMaaser. And that's where we pick up. The Mishnah said, "He v'lachma Min HaMaaser." If the person specifically said that I want to bring it, meaning the Karban, and its breads Min HaMaaser, then Yavi. And Pasha Yavi seems to say you should bring it min ha-maiser. Says the Gemara, Yovi lo sagi deloy maiser. You have to bring a min ha-maiser. The fact that he said he's going to bring a min ha-maiser should allow him to bring a min ha-maiser. The word Yovi seems to suggest you have to bring a min ha-maiser. Nach Rav Chizit, Amri, Rotza Mevi, Loi Rotza Loi. It doesn't mean he has to. What it means is he can. So not, he velachma min ha-maiser Yovi, he has to bring a min ha-maiser. But rather, he velachma min ha-maiser Yovi, he can bring a min ha-maiser, but certainly he doesn't have to bring a min ha-maiser. Then the Mishnah said, Velo Yovi michite maiser sheni, elami mois maiser sheni. That even when it's okay, whatever the circumstances are, to bring a carbon toida from maiser sheni, you're never allowed to use the actual chitin that grew in the ground that had the Kedushas maiser sheni. What you'd be allowed to do is take Mois Maisa Sheni and buy chitin and use those chitin for lachmi toida. But to actually use the chitin, that's not something that's okay. So if you want to use the chitin for lachmi toida, Maisa Sheni, it's never going to be okay. Meaning, even when it's okay to use Maisa Sheni for lachmi toida, you can never use the chitin itself. That was the last line of the Mishnah. What you would have to do is take the chitin or take whatever the Maisa Sheni is, transfer its kedusha onto the money, then using Mois, even though they both have the same kedusha. But still, as we'll see soon, it's learned out from a pasuk that even when it's okay to use Maisa Sheni to buy Lachmi Toida, it's never the chit in itself, it's only the money. Says the Gemara of Nachbar of Chizit Amitravayu, Loishan, well, let me chit in Maisa Sheni. When we say that it's not okay to use chit in Maisa Sheni, it means the chit in that grew itself. Abba mi chit in alakuchos, mi mois Maisa Sheni, Yavi. What would be if somebody had Maisa Sheni? He transferred the Maisa Sheni onto money. He used the money to buy chit in. Not intending to use those chitin for lachmi toida. And then later he says, you know what? I have an obligation to bring a carbon toida. Let me use the chitin that has kedushas ma'is hasheni, because I bought it using ma'is ma'is hasheni, to fulfill my obligation of lachmi toida. Said Reb Nach, Reb Chizda, that's going to be okay. And even though at the end of the day I'm using chitin of ma'is hasheni, but when the Mishnah says, lo yavi mi chitin ma'is hasheni, it means the original chitin ma'is hasheni. Ma'is hasheni is chalon chitin. It's something that grows. It's tfuah. It's something that has a chitin ma'aser sheni. So when we say you can use chitin ma'aser sheni, it means the original chitin ma'aser sheni. But if I'm using chitin ma'aser sheni, but it's not the original chitin ma'aser sheni, I had ma'aser sheni, I transferred it onto money, then I used the money to buy chitin. So at the end of the day, I'm in the same place. I have what we would know as chitin ma'aser sheni. The halacha is that I would be able to use. Yosef, Rav Yirmiyah came to Rav Zeira, but Yosef v'kamar. Rav Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rav Zeira, and he told Rav Zeira the same exact halacha. That when the Mishnah says you can use chitin ma'aser sheni for lachmi toida, it means mechitin ma'aser sheni. It means the original chitin ma'aser sheni. Av mechitin halukuchos, the mois ma'aser sheni. But if you use mois ma'aser sheni to buy chitin yavi, then it's going to be okay. Amale, Rav Zeira told Rav Yirmiyah, Rebbe. Rav Yirmiyah was Rav Zeira's Rebbe. He said, "Ata oimer kein, ani oimer." I disagree. Afilu mechitin halukuchos be mois ma'aser sheni lo yavi. You can't even use chitin halukuchos be mois ma'aser sheni. So just to stop one second, if you can't use chitin halukuchos be mois ma'aser sheni, then what can you use? We're saying you could use ma'is ma'aser sheni to buy chitin for lachmi toida. But if you're telling me that chitin halakucha is b'ma'is ma'aser sheni is like the chitin of ma'aser sheni itself, then what can you use? The Mishnah says you can use chitin ma'aser sheni, you can use ma'is ma'aser sheni. What are you going to do? You're going to take the money, you're going to buy chitin. You're going to end up with chitin halakucha is b'ma'is ma'aser sheni. Reb Zeira just said, what it means is very simple. What Reb Zeira is saying is that when the Mishnah says you can use Ma'aser Sheni, it means you have Mois Ma'aser Sheni, and you go and buy the chitin with the intent to use it for the lachmi toida. That's okay. But if I take Mois Ma'aser Sheni and I buy chitin not with the intent of using it for lachmi toida, but with the intent of you just transferring the kedusha from the Mois Ma'aser Sheni to the chitin Ma'aser Sheni, and then afterwards I want to use the chitin ma'aser sheni, that's not okay. So again, if I'm going to take the chitin ma'aser sheni that grew in the ground, and I'm going to use that for lachmi toida, that's the Mishnah that you for sure can't use. If I have mois ma'aser sheni, and I buy the chitin with the intent of using it for lachmi toida, that I certainly can use. That's also the Mishnah. The machlokes between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Chizda chimed in as well. The Gedolei Amayram discussed this. Is what would be if I had Mois Maisa Sheni and I bought Chitin, not with the intent of using it for Lachmi Toida. So now I have Chitin Maisa Sheni and I want to use the Chitin Maisa Sheni for the Lachmi Toida. So it's not the original Chitin Maisa Sheni that grew in the ground. It's also not where I'm using Mois Maisa Sheni to buy the Chitin L'shem Lachmi Toida. I have Fartiga Chitin Maisa Sheni that I want to stick in an oven right now and stop baking lachmi toida. That's the machlokes. between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Ve'ema taimi didiv, ve'ema taimi didach." He said, "Rabbi, I respectfully disagree, but at the same time, let me explain your shita and let me explain my shita. Ve'ema taimi didach. First, I'm going to explain your shita." So Rabbi Zeira first explained his Rabbi shita. Again, what was his Rabbi shita? Lo yishanu ela michite ma'aseh sheni. It's only the actual chitin that grew in the ground that's not okay. But if you took ma'aseh sheni, you bought chitin, even though you didn't buy it with the intention of using lachmi toida. So right now, you technically have regular chitin ma'aseh sheni, albeit not chite ma'is sheni that grew in the ground. The halach is that you would be able to use. He said, because time, toidim hechaka yalfas la mishlam. What's the makar that it's okay to use ma'is ma'is sheni to buy wheat to fulfill your obligation for lachmi toida? It's learned out from shlam. Toida is a shlamin. For shlamin, how do you know that you're allowed to use Mois Mais Hashani to fulfill an obligation of a carbon shlamim? It's learned out Sham Shami Mais, Xer Shava from Mais. But at the end of the day, the makar that you're allowed to use Mais Hashani to fulfill your carbon toida is based on the fact that there's a connection between a toida and a shlamim. The Rambam says there's four types of shlamim, one of which is a carbon toida. So toida is a shlamim. It's not just learned out from shlamim. It's a subcategory of shlamim. But the bottom line is it all comes from shlamim. So he said, Ma shlamim engufa Maiser, af toida nami engufa Maiser. When we say that you can use Mais Hashani to fulfill an obligation of a carbon shlamim, so somebody said Arei Olai Shlomim, or Harezu Shlomim, and he wants to fulfill his obligation of Shlomim using Ma'is Hasheni. In a case where it'd be okay, work out the fine print, it's okay for me to now use my Ma'is Hasheni for a carbon Shlomim. Is it possible to use the actual Ma'is Hasheni for the Shlomim? No. Ma'is Hasheni is something that grows on the ground. Shlomim is an animal, so it's just physically, it's not the same thing. So that's certainly not going to be possible. It's based on that we learn the halach af toida nami engu for Ma'is. Even though toida, practically speaking, I could use the Ma'is Hasheni because part of the carbon toida is bread, which comes from wheat that does grow in the ground. But at the same time, I learned from Shlomim that just like Shlomim, when we say it's okay to use the Maiser, it's Engufa Maiser, Toida also is going to be Engufa Maiser. So Reb Zeira said, so I hear, Bahani Chiti al Kuches, but Mois Maiser Sheni, Nami Engufa Maiser. If you took Mois Maiser Sheni and you bought Chitin, that Chitin is not the Gufa Maiser. I mean, the whole reason that you can't use the Chite Maiser Sheni is because the Makar that you could use Maiser Sheni is from Shlomim. By Shlomim, you can't use the actual Maiser. So by Toida, you can't use the actual Maiser. But in your case, Reb Zeira is talking to Rabbi Yirmiyah, when you took the Mois Ma'is Hasheni, you bought Chitei Ma'is Hasheni, and now you want to use the Chitei Ma'is Hasheni for the Lachmi Toida, being that those Chitin is not the Gufay Ma'iser, I think it would be okay. So that's time to do. Every time, let me explain to you my position. Toida Mechak Yalvin Lomi Shlomim. Again, how do you know you're allowed to use Ma'is Hasheni for a carbon Toida? I know from Shlomim. But Shlomim, how do I know? Shlomim Shlomim Ma'iser. Ma Shlomim Ein Min Ma'iser. Av Toida Ein Min Ma'iser. Shlomim, what you're going to use is going to be something that's not the minimum. Not only by Shlomim can't you use the Ma'iser, you can't use something that's the same min as the miser, the same species as the miser. Because at the end of the day, shlomim is an animal, and the miser is something that grows in the ground, so it can't be from the min ha-miser. Av toida, ein min miser, so to the carbon toida, you can use min ha-miser, lafuke chitin halakuches b'mois miser sheni, to min miser nidu. I mean, at the end of the day, the fact that you could use miser sheni to fulfill your obligation of carbon toida is learned from a shlomim. By a carbon shlomim, you can't use the min of the shlomim. You can't use the actual Meiser. So the question is, when we relate it to Toida, how far do we relate it to Toida? Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rav Nachman or Rav Chizda, they held, we relate it to Toida. It's just like by Shlomim, you can't use the actual Meiser Sheni. By Toida, you can't use the actual Meiser. But as long as it's not the actual Meiser Sheni, even though it's the same min as the original Meiser Sheni, nobody cares. That would be enough for me to use it. So I can use the actual Chitin that grew in the ground, but I can use Chitin Meiser Sheni as long as it didn't grow on the ground. Whereas Rav Zeira held that you learn from Shlomim even more than that. By Shlomim, not only can't I use the actual Ma'is Hasheni, I can't even use the min of the Ma'is Hasheni, because there's no way to take the min of the Ma'is Hasheni, use it for a shlamim, because the min of the Ma'is Hasheni is a dover that grew in the ground, whereas the shlamim is an animal. So too we learn that you can't use anything that's mi min ha-maiser, thus you can't use for the carbon toida not chitin that grew in the ground, and not even chitin that was bought with Ma'is Ma'is Hasheni. A new topic. Om Rabbi Ami, ha-matvis Ma'is Ma'is Hasheni l'shlamim. The halach is if somebody has money, and he says, this $100 that I have, I want to use to bring a carbon shlomim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That ma'is gets kedusha. It gets kedushas shlomim. The question is, what happens if somebody has ma'is ma'is sheni? And he says that I want this ma'is ma'is sheni that I have. What's the halacha ma'is sheni? of Mois Maisa Sheni, you bring it to Yerushalayim, and you buy food. Incidentally, the Katchila, you know what you're supposed to do with Mois Maisa Sheni? Buy a Korban Shlomim. So this isn't just like a random case. What happens once upon a time there was a person? No. This is actually the Katchila. He's following the Shulchan Aruch. He called his rabbi, he told him this is what you're supposed to do. So he has money, he knows he's going up to Yerushalayim for Sukkis, and he's going to bring a Korban Shlomim. So, but he says already before he goes, I want this Mois to be used for shlomim. So matvis mois maisa sheni l'shlomim leikonu shlomim. The question is it chal kedusha shlomim right now on this money, or is it not chal kedusha? So Rab Ami said it's not chal kedusha. We'll see soon. It's a real discussion. But Rav Ami said to me, it's simple. No kedusha shlomim. My time of le'alim kedusha shlomim l'meichla kedusha maisa sheni. If somebody has mois chulin and he says I want this money to be used to buy a carbon shlomim, it's going to be chal kedusha shlomim because the kedusha shlomim is chal on the mois. That's chulin. But over here, the money is not chulin. The money is maisa sheni. Maisa sheni has kedusha. Being that maisa sheni has kedusha, le'alim kedusha shlomim l'meichal kedusha maisa sheni. If the mois is chulin, yeah, then this declaration that I want to use this money for shlomim would create a chalos kedusha on the money. But when the money already is kadosh, it already has kedusha, I would need a really, really serious kedusha to be chal on top of this kedusha. Shlomim is not strong enough. And as a result, le'alim kedusha shlomim, le'mecha kedusha ma'isa sheni, lo'ikonu shlomim, it's not chal any kedusha shlomim. Faith the Gemara Meisrei, from a Mishnah in Masechtas Ma'isa Sheni, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. And really, the proper way to learn these next few lines of Gemara is with a 5-minute background, but we'll do what we do. If somebody has mois maisa sheni, he goes up to Yerushalayim and he takes the money and he buys a chaya, a kosher chaya, and he says, I want to use this chaya as a carbon shlomim. Now, this person's an amoritz deraisa because we know that you can't put a chaya on the mizbeach. So obviously, he could buy a chaya. I mean, that's technically, theoretically, maybe on some level okay. But a chaya le zivchei shlomim is certainly not okay. Or behema lebasa taiva. He says he's going to buy a behema and he's going to use a lebasa taiva, which is also wrong. Because ideally, if you're buying a behema, you're supposed to buy a carbon shlomim, like we mentioned earlier. But the bottom line is, let's focus on the first half. Halakeya chaya le zivchei shlomim le yatzar lechuvin. The halacha is the skin of this chaya doesn't go l'chulin. And again, in the context of the introduction that we didn't speak out, this halacha makes a lot of sense. Either way, says the Mishnah, lo yotza or l'chulin. What does that sound like? It sounds like it's chal kedusha now on this chaya. It's just the or that doesn't go l'chulin. In fact, but for sure, this kedusha. Which kedusha? Kedusha shlomim. What's the Gemara's kasha? Lav l'memri d'kani shlomim. It sounds like kedusha shlomim is chal on this chaya. Now this chaya, all it has is a din of Mois Maisa Sheni. The reason it has a din of Mois Maisa Sheni is because all you theoretically did was transferred the Kedusha from the Mois Maisa Sheni onto the Chaya. Right? Mois Maisa Kedusha's Maisa Sheni transfers. So you started off, you had wheat that had Kedusha's Maisa Sheni. Then you transferred it over the money. Now you took the money, you bought a Chaya with Zivchei Shlomim. You can't be makriv a chaya with Zivchei Shlomim. As a result, the chaya has in it kedushas domim of some sorts, but not kedushas like gufur, it can go in the mizbech. So in theory, it's like mois maisa sheni. And you're telling me the yotzar or the chulin. That means it's chal kedushas shlomim. So you see clearly that kedushas shlomim can be chal on mois maisa sheni. That's all we need from this Mishnah. So Rav Ami said, I'm matvis mois maisa sheni l'shlomim, loikanu shlomim, my time, loyalim, kedushas shlomim, lemechala kedushas maisa sheni. Even though kedushas shlomim can be chal on money, but not on money that already has kedusha, not on mois maisa sheni. L'chur, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly that if you took mois maisa sheni, you bought a chaya l'shlamim, which essentially means that now this chaya has kedushas maisa sheni in the mois maisa sheni sense. It's like shava kesef. That's really all it is. It doesn't have any kedushas like love. All it has is shava kesef diga kedushas maisa sheni. It's mois maisa sheni, and you're telling me lo yotzar l'chulim, which means this kedushas shlamim. It's kedushas shlamim was chala maisa sheni. But the Gemara says not pshat of the Mishma. Itmar lo amar Rav lo ikani shlamim. Really, it's not chal kedushas shlamim. My lo yotzar l'chulim. What does it mean lo yotzar l'chulim? The whole thing is chulim. Hachi kamar means something else. Ena betoyrus lotzes ha'ar l'chulim. What it means is there's not even kedushas maisa sheni that's chal on this animal. Maisa sheni, as much as it transfers and transfers and transfers, but you have to read the fine print. It doesn't always transfer. And if you take maisa sheni and you buy with it something that you had no right to buy, the kedushas maisa sheni will not transfer. And when the Mishnah says l'yatzar l'chulin, it doesn't mean that it's hektish. It's not yotzer l'chulin. That's k'tucha shlamim. Just the opposite. It's the opposite side of the spectrum. Lo yotzer l'chulin means it's has no k'tucha at all. It's not b'toyras hektish and chulin. Not k'tucha shlamim. It doesn't even have k'tuchas ma'aseh sheni. It has absolutely zero k'tucha. Why doesn't it have k'tuchas ma'aseh sheni? Because it never transferred. Because you bought something you had no right to buy. My time, the Gemara explains. I'm a rabbi. Nasa k'lei keach shor l'charisha. And just like if somebody buys a shor l'charisha with ma'aseh sheni, right? You have ma'aseh sheni and you decide you're going to buy a business with it. You can't do that. You have to buy food. That's the whole idea. I mean, you can ask your accountant, but I mean, b'chayri, you have to buy food. So if you bought a shor l'charisha, then the Kedusha wouldn't even transfer. That's what happened over here. Being that you bought a chayla, that doesn't transfer. But at the end of the day, Ramami could be gerecht. He's not upgefrecht from this Mishnah, Mesechtes Meiser Sheni Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalit. So again, Ramami's halacha was that even though if somebody's matfis mois chulin l'shlamim, it's chal kedusha shlamim, ha matfis mois meiser sheni l'shlamim, loikonu shlamim. Itmar ha matfis meiser sheni l'shlamim, Rabbi Yochanan amar koni, Rabbi Lazar amar loikoni, Rabbi Yochanan said there is kedusha. Shlomim, Rabbi Lazar said, Leikonis, Rabbi Lazar said what Rav Ami said. But both Rav Ami and Rabbi Lazar are arguing with the great Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yechanan said that Amat Vesmois Maisa Sheni Lashlomim, even though it has Kedusha Shlomim, Koni. And the Gemara explains. I leave it Rabbi Yehuda Dama Maisa Mamin Hedyet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that Maisa Sheni is Mamin Hedyet. So for example, a man who has Mois Maisa Sheni could be Mekadosh Anisha. Right? Good shaila. What happens if somebody has Mois Maisa Sheni? He had Maisa Sheni, he transfers Kedusha over to money, he has a drawer where he keeps his Maisa Sheni money, he has $1,000 sitting there. Now he wants to get married, he has to buy a diamond ring. So could he use his Mois Maisa Sheni to buy a ring to go over to his wife and say, I read B'kodesh Asli? Is that something that's okay? So really what it depends on is he a 100% Bailam on this money? Or is there any, like the barometer the Chazal always used to determine Bailas is, could you be Mekadosh Anisha with it? If you could be Mekadosh Anisha with it, it means you're a full-fledged Bailam. If you can't be Mekadosh Anisha with it, you're not a full-fledged Bailam. So it's a Machloikis Tana, it's a Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda holds a man can be Mekadosh Anisha with Mois Maisa Sheni. Rameir holds a man cannot be Mekadosh Anisha with Mois Maisa Sheni. The Gemara Sechtes Kedushin, Daf Nun Beis discusses this machloikis at length. And the Gemara says the beer in the machloikis is that Rabbi Yehuda holds Mois Maisa Sheni is Mamin Hedyet. Thus, I'm the full Bailam on it. I can do whatever I want with it. I can even be Mekadosh Anisha with it. Rameir holds, no, it has Kedusha. Because it has Kedusha, it's Gevay. Now, everybody agrees it has Kedusha. The question is, at the end of the day, is a Mamin Hedyet or is a Mamin Gevay? So the Gemara says, Gishmak, this Shaila of Amoit, Matves, Mois, Maisa, Sheni, Lushlamin, really should be telling the Machloikas, Rabbi Yudin Rameir. According to Rabbi Yudin, that holds that it's Mamin Hedyet, says the Gemara, it's Pashit that it's Chulin in the Matvis Mois sense. So the Kulei Amaloi Pligi Dekani. Everybody should agree that if you're Matvis now Kedusha Shlomim on top of it, it should be Chal Kedusha Shlomim. Keep Pligi Alibid Ramei. The Machlekes was according to Ramei. Amal Maisa Mamin Gvoya. Who says the Maisa Sheni is Mamin Gvoya? Man Amaloi Kani. The man that says Loi Kani. Who's that? Rav Ami and Rav Elazar Rameir. They all, this is Rameir 101. Rameir says it's Mamin Gvoya. So if it's Mamin Gvoya, how's it being Chal Hektish again? It already has Hektish. It already has Kedusha. Kedusha is Maisa Sheni. So how's it going to be Chal Shlomim on top of Maisa Sheni? Makani, where's Rabbi Yechanan that says that no, it is chal, even according to Rameir, because kivan the meiser karif shlamim ki matves leinami tafes. At the end of the day, you agree that you can use mois meiser sheni to buy karbonos. That's the topic of the daf. That's the Mishnah daf peyala. If it's learned out from shlamim, you can use the mois to buy shlamim. So at the end of the day, mois meiser sheni can convert into shlamim. When you actually buy the behemoth. The question is when you declare that you're going to use the money to buy the shlamim, is it already chal kedusha shlamim at that point or not? So says Rabbi Yechanan, I hear what you're saying. You're telling me that maybe according to Rav Meir, that Maisa Sheni is Mamin Gevaya, maybe it shouldn't be chal the kedusha shlamim on the money that has kedusha's Maisa Sheni. The problem with the logic, said Rabbi Yechanan, is that at the end of the day, you see that Maisa Sheni at some point will convert into Shlomim, when you actually buy the Shlomim. So being that at some point, it definitely can convert, why can't it convert on the money level as well? Says the Gemara, Meisra, I'll ask you a cash. Hamatzis mois maisa sheni l'shlamim kishu paidan. When you're paided, moisav aleim shnei chumshin. Echad l'chaymish v'echad l'maisa. So the halach is if somebody has maisa sheni and he now wants to be paided, like the Torah says you can do, you have to be moisav a chaymish. The same is true if somebody's makdish something and he wants to be paid to the hekdish, we're applicable. You have to be moisef a chaymish. It's only when the owner does it that you have to be moisef the chaymish. But there's an idea that if the owner himself wants to be paid to his hekdish or his maisa sheni, he has to be paid to, and he has to be moisef a hekdish. So you have a braisa that says if somebody had mois maisa sheni and he was makvis at l'shlam, he said, I'm going to use this mois maisa sheni to buy a shlam. Now he wants to be paid it. Says the braisa, kishu paidam, when it comes to be paid it, you have to be Maisav, not one chaymish, but two chumshin. Why? Echad l'kchaydish, vechad l'maisav, because the money has two kedushas. It has kedushas maisav sheni, and has kedushas maisav. What do you see from here? That it was chal shlomim on top of the maisav. So isn't that a kasha on Rabbi Lazar and Rav Ami? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Mi sabris divri akoyli, hamani Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara already established that nobody was arguing, I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you can be mekadesh and isha with maisav sheni, that you can be matfesh shlomim and maisav sheni. Keep pleading, I leave it to Rav Meir. The fact that you found a braisa that says that it's chal kedushas shlomim, nobody's arguing with that. That braisa can very easily be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, I, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Lazar. They said their halacha according to Rabbi Meir. So before we go weiter, I just wanted to go back and really do part two of three of some of the raid that we didn't speak out yesterday. So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara had discussed a case where somebody had a carbon taida, and then he took another animal. And he said, Arezu Tmuras Taida. So he had a Taida, and he had a Tmuras Taida. And then one of the animals died. He doesn't know which one died. So he's left with one animal. He doesn't know if this animal was a Taida or if this animal is a Tmuras Taida. And it's a big problem because a Taida needs Lachme Taida. A Tmuras Taida cannot have Lachme Taida. So Rav Chiya said a halacha that reverberated throughout the Bati Midrashim and apparently made a tremendous tumult in the Olam HaTorah. And that was, there's no way to bring this animal. You have a carbon that, Rachmana Litzlan, you're not going to be allowed to put on the Mizbeach. There's no way to be makir. It's a very, very big problem. Because to bring it with bread, maybe it's a Tmuras Taida. To bring it without bread, maybe it's a real Taida. So Rav Chiya said there's no way to do it. And the Gemara clarified that Rav Chiya's halacha is really only true if the person said harezu taida. It's not true if he said harei taida. And then the Gemara brought eight ha'aris on Rav Chiya, eight potential ways to technically circumvent this issue. The last one involved a hechitimtza where you would bring two additional animals with 80 breads. You'd be mafresh them l'shem taida, and you would come up with some sort of a loophole to somehow work around this issue. And the Gemara said that this idea was presented once to Ravina when he was in Damhuria, and Ravina told him that it doesn't work. Because the Gemara's Eitza, without going into the technicalities of it, would involve somebody getting up now and saying, Harei Olai Toida. And said Ravina to go up and say, Harei Olai Toida is not an option. Because HaToira Amr Teva Shalei Sidar, Mishetida Velei Seshali, Vat Amr Leikum Melinda Betchili. And now let's just go ahead and make a frivolous neder. Nedarim are something that were very much discussed by Chazal. Shlomo HaMelech said, it's better not to make a neder than to make a neder and even fulfill your neder. We don't want you to make a neder. So the Eitzah that was presented to Ravina involved going ahead and saying, Harei Olai Toida. We do not make nedarim. We do not say a real light toida. We spoke yesterday that really this is a Mishnah in Masechta Sedarim, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says if somebody makes a neder using the lashon kinidrei rishayim, it's a neder. If he uses the lashon kinidrei ksherim, it's not a neder because rishayim make nedarim, ksherim don't make nedarim. The Gemara nedarim Daf Chabez Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says I neder kilu ban Obama v'amikayim kilu hikrav alei carbon. Bottom line is an idea of toiv ashal esider. Thus Ravina said even though here you're doing it l'tayalas, this is lashon hara l'tayalas, right? Making a neder l'tayalas. There's a reason to do it. It doesn't matter. Ravina said at the end of the day, it does not work. So we mentioned that as much as nedarim is something that's frowned upon, and Ravina didn't even want to do it, to fadin this carbon so that you should be able to put it, the animal that has kedushas toida on the mizbeach, there are times where it's clear from Chazal that it is okay to make a neder. We mentioned yesterday, Toysu Suchun Dabez Amadbez, who brings the Medrash Rabbah that we learned from Yaakov Avinu, Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lemar, Mikan Shenoidrim Beis Sara, Lemar Ledoiris, that there's an idea to make a neder Ledoiris. We spoke at the Akdama, from Yisachar Shleim Ataychta, and Ema Bottom Samecha, that was some of yesterday's raid. But the truth is that there's another very notable exception to the rule when it is okay for a person to make a neder. And really, it begins with a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So it's Pirkei Avos, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Mishnah says, Mesoires Siog L'Toira. Maisrois, the topic of today's daf, Siog L'Oisher. Asa b'shvil shatas asha. Nedarim siyag leprishos. Siyag lechachma shtika. But what we need is nedarim is siyag leprishos. Pasha b'shat, that if somebody wants to be a parish, and he's working on his avodas Hashem, and he's up to prishos, which is one of the madregas that the Ramchal talks about in his Mesilas Yesharim, nedarim is a very good tool to use. Nedarim is siyag leprishos. Just like siyag lechachma shtika, this is a good thing. So too, in the same vein, you want to be an oisher, give meiser. You want to be a parish, make a neder. So it sounds a little bit like nedarim is a good thing. Nedarim siyag leprishos. The truth is, the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, it's in Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel. So it's at the very, very end of the Rambam's Hilchos Nedarim. And the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka very often at the very end gives a Musa Shmuz. So ruba of the Rambam's Yad Chazaka is Halacha, right? It's Mishnah Torah. It's the Rambam's Halacha. Halachic summary of the Talmud Bavli. But the truth is, at the end of the Rambam's halachas, he very often speaks out Divrei Agadah. So this is the very, very end. Says the Rambam, Mishanod Anadorim. If somebody makes a neder, Kidei L'chinein De Yosef, U'lesakin Maisav, he's doing it because he's working on his Avodas Hashem, and he feels that where he is right now, a neder would be a very useful tool. Harezen Noe U'meshuvach. Says Rambam, it's a beautiful thing. Tavi Olav Brach. Okay, he says, I'll give you an example. Misha, you're Zoylel. If somebody was a Zoylel, he ate too much. And he made a neder, and he said that I'm not going to eat basar for a year or for 2 years. Or someone had drinking problems. And he says 1 year, 2 years might not be enough time. But he says, yeah, I'm not going to drink for his mom meruba. Or he says unequivocally, cold turkey. He's never going to have a drink again. Or somebody had a mishagas. He was always running after money and taivis. Or somebody was feeling very handsome and it was getting to him. Gaiva. And he was mekabel nazirus. Says the Rambam, kulon derech avoida l'shem heim. These are all derech avoida. These are all things that are very, very chashev. Ubenedar. So says the Rambam, there is an idea, and he quotes this Mishnah in Avos of Siyag L'Prishus Nedarim, that if a person makes a neder or a nazirus, and his purpose is Kidei L'Chinen De'Yosav U'L'Sakei Maisav HaRezen No U'Meshuvach. So it's not true that you can never make a neder. There are times where it's okay. Whether it's Noidrim Beit Sarah, the Medrash that Tosis brings a Chulun Da'Bezam and Beis, or the Rambam Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel. Incidentally, what's the makar to this Rambam? The makar is the mice with Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik said, he says he never wanted to eat from the carbon asham of a nazir. Shimon HaTzadik was a kayin. He was the kayin gadol. He was allowed to eat from any... He was allowed to eat from the carbon asham, which is kachigad asham, but he said he would never eat from the asham of a nazir tameh, because he felt that a nazir is a chayte, and he didn't want to get involved. He didn't want to eat from the meat of this carbon, even though it was his right to eat it, but he never wanted to touch it. Ela pam achas, he said there was one time that he made an exception. What was the story? Ba echad, nazir min adarim. There was a nazir that came from the south. He was an extremely handsome person. Because when someone completes his naziris, so he has to cut his hair off, and he felt that by doing that, he was affecting his. He said, "Why did you do that?" Amalisa, he told me, "Roy, he says, I want you to know, I was a roy, I was a shepherd for my father. And I went to fill up water from the well. And I saw myself for the first time in the mirror. I saw myself through the reflection of the water, and as soon as I realized how handsome I was, my Yetzirah came running after me, and it wanted to completely wipe me out. He wanted me to do a veris where I was going to lose everything. I turned to my Yetzirah and I said, I started talking to him in the third person. I said, Russia, what, you're trying to make me into a balgaiva? You want me to lose anything? He said, at that point, I took upon myself that I'm going to be a nazir. So Shimon HaTzadik said, he had a policy. He never ate from the asham of a nazir tameh. He felt that the nazir was wrong. But when I heard this person's story, and I realized why he was mekabel naziris, he did it with the right kavanas. Amadati, I got off in a shaktav al rosha, and I kissed him on his head. Amartila, and I told him, Bini, my son, kamoicha yarbu naziris, Noizri Nazirus Bisrael. May there be many Nazirim like you. And Alecha Kosavim Ishki Yafu Linder Neder Nazir Lahazir Hashem. This is the right type of Nazir. Says the Kesef Mishnah. This Gemara was the Rambam's Makar. The Rambam saw from here that even though it's true, Nadarim Toiva Shalaisida, but sometimes a person needs it. Sometimes it's a critical part of a person's growth and his Avodas Hashem to make a Neder for him to be able to continue to grow. And he says that's what Chazal meant. Ukayoitze Behen Amru Chachomim Siog Lepriest Sadar. I'll tell you something interesting. I once saw a tshuva from one of the Gdolei Yisrael. He was discussing back and forth with the Shoyel whether it's usur to make a neder. Apparently, the Shoyel had tainted that from the Gemara's, it seems like it's usur. You're not allowed to make a neder. You cannot physically make a neder. It's an Issa Rabbanan, not an Issa Deraisa. But he said the Rabbanan said it's usur. And that's the theme of Kinnidre Rishoyim, Tevashaloi Sidar, Kalanoid, Kilabanabam. There's other Maramakovas for this as well, that it's not okay to make a neder. So he wrote back in this Tshuva, he says, how could you say the Chachamim said it's usur? Meaning it's clearly discouraged and frowned upon, and it's very bad thing. You ask your rabbis and they don't do it. But at the same time, it's not usur. Mekenish Zogin says usur. He says, why not? He said, the Taz. So which Taz? The Taz who says many times in his Pirush on Shulchan Aruch that the Chachamim have no right to make a gzeira and to say that something that's mefurish in the Torah is mutter is going to be asa. Chachamim have no right to do that. They have no right to do that. So for example, the Taz asks the Kasha, why is Milu Deicha Shabbos L'chayra? Why aren't you worried gzeira that you may carry the baby, you may carry the izema? Now, if the halacha would be like Rabbi Eliezer, the machshire milah is also Deicha Shabbos, it wouldn't be a problem. But we don't pass it like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. We pass it like Rabbi Akiva in that Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says only something that you couldn't have done before Shabbos is Deicha Shabbos. We just had it. But something that you could have done before Shabbos is not Deicha Shabbos. Meaning we pass it machshire milah is not Deicha Shabbos. So doesn't it seem like a very reasonable concern? You don't take dalal minim on lulav because you're afraid. Shemi yavi renu dalal amos b'shus harabim. Afraid the Ran famous kasha. Why aren't you worried gzeira that you may go ahead and carry the baby or the knife dalal amos b'shus harabim? So let's be mevatel mila b'shabbos. Says the Taz, you can't be mevatel mila b'shabbos because if you're going to go ahead and do this, means no mila b'shabbos ever. We learn that from a pasuk. It's a sugya in Perek Rabbi Eliezer. The mila, that mila is Deicha Shabbos. You can't make a gzeira. You can't make a takanas chachamim that's going to blatantly be mevatel a pasuk in the Torah. Same shaila. Why do you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Why aren't you worried Shemi Yisak and Klishir? You may fix it. You can't play music on Shabbos. Shemi Yisak and Klishir. So why aren't you worried about blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah? You don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Shemi Yavirenu Dalar Amos B'Shus Harabim. So don't blow shofar even on Rosh Hashanah. So because there's going to be no Tkiyah Shaiva. You can't be Mevatel Tkiyah Shaiva. You can't be Mevatel something that's before us in the Torah. So this, in the Tshuvos, I saw, so the Gadol Taina that you can't tell me the Chachamim said it's Asa to make Nadarim. I hear it's all very nice. There's good reasons not to do it. And clearly Chazal disseminated that point very, very clearly. They made it very clear, don't make another. But Asa, it's not Asa. That's a tois. Why? Because at the end of the day, the Torah says, Ish ki yidar neder nazal hazal Hashem. It's Psukim in the Torah. There's a parish of Nadarim. There's a parish of Naziris. The Torah says clearly that there's a concept of making the neder. So Chachamim said, don't do it. But at the same time, you can't tell me that the Chachamim said it's also. But the truth is, I mean, I didn't really have a chance to think about this too much, but at Muscharisha, I don't understand. Because no one's saying that you can't make a neder ever, and you can't be Makabal Naziris ever. We just spoke out two times where it's okay. Vayidar nakav neder lemar mikan, shenoidrim beis sara, l'dairis. The Rambam says, there are times so if we would say that you're not following either Tosfos Chum da Beis Amud Beis or this Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha of Gimel, you don't have one of the exceptions rule when it's okay to make a neder, that it's awesome the Rabbanan to make a neder, you're not being mevatel a mitzvah in the Torah, you're not being mevatel a parsha in the Torah. It's like saying that there's no shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's like saying there's no dalaminim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. You're not being mevatel tkiyah shofar because you're going to have shofar when Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall on a Shabbos. You're not being mevatel dalamina because you're going to have dalamina when Sukkot doesn't fall on a Shabbos. Here too, if you're going to say that it's usur midrabbanan to make a neder when it's not okay to make a neder, you're not being mevatel the parish of Nadarim. You're still going to have a parish of Nadarim. When? Shimon HaTzadik. You're still going to have a parish of Naziris. Shimon HaTzadik. Nadarim daf tes amid beis. Nazir daf dala. The Rambam Perek Yud Gimel. Halacha of Gimel. Fil chas tais is chulun daf beis amid beis. Which is also a Medrash Rabba. This is Marmar Koymus. This is another Marmar Koymus, by the way. But the point is that L'chari, not be mevatel the parish in the Torah. Either way, I thought it was a very interesting aura. Regardless, we'll speak out a little bit more raid. We'll do part three. But in the meantime, Zok Mishnah Vayitah. So again, we're discussing a halacha. If somebody says, Harei Olay Toida. So now the obligation to bring a carbon taida becomes a davar shebechayva. If it's a davar shebechayva, einay ba elam in achulin, you cannot use ma'is hasheni. Now you can never use chita ma'is hasheni. We clarify that. You can't even use ma'is ma'is hasheni to fulfill your obligation. The question is, how do you know that? What's the makar to this halacha that kol davar shebechayva einay ba elam in achulin? So this is something that comes up often. This Mishnah is the source, it's the Makar. How do you know this halacha? How do you know if somebody says a re'elai toida? So now that the chiv to bring a carbon toida is a davar shebechayva, it's only ba menachulin. Talmud loy matzlun ta from a pasik. The pasik says, v'zavachto pesach la'shem eloi kecha tzayin ubak. Clearly the Torah is talking about a carbon pesach. And it says the carbon pesach is tzayin or bakar. Fake the Mishnah. V'aloi pesach in ba'el menach kvasim in ha'yizin. You're bringing a pesach from bakar? You can't bring a Pesach from Bakar. Bakar is cattle. You bring it either mina kvasim or mina izin. That's a pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Bo. Mina kvasim u minha izin tikachu. So what do you mean? V'zavachta Pesach la'shem alikech etzayinu Bakar. At first glance, it's pasuk is Sisrei Torah. In Parshas Bo, it's very clear. The carbon Pesach had to be a shepsala. It was ba mina kvasim u minha izin. And now, you have a pasuk in Devarim Tezayin that says, "V'zavachto Pesach la'Hashem alikach atzaynu bakar imkei matam loymar atzaynu bakar." Must be coming to teach me something. Lakish kol abam and atzaynu bakar Pesach. It must be v'zavachto Pesach is one thing. Atzaynu bakar something else. Atzaynu bakar means all karbanos, the totality of karbanos that are brought either min atzaynu min abakar. Besides for the oifus and the menaches, but as far as animals go, they're either min atzaynu min abakar. We're comparing all karbanos to Pesach. How so? Ma Pesach davar shebechayva, just like Pesach is a davar shebechayva. Every year had a chiyuv to bring a carbon Pesach, Yudal and Nisan. Ve'in ba elam menachulin, and the carbon Pesach was only ba menachulin. Av kol davar shebechayva, ein ba elam menachulin. Fichach, it's for that reason, I'm a rei olai toida, or if he says a rei olai shlamin, hayu luvan chayva, a rei olai makes it a chayvas gavra, now it's a davar shebechayva, lo yaviyu elam menachulin. Unesachim, by the way, b'chol makim lo yaviyu elam menachulin. Nesachim always has to come from chul. So how do you know kol davar shebechayva ain't about elam menachulin? You learn that from the carbon pesach. V'zavachto pesach, l'ashem alakecha tzaynu bakar. Tzaynu bakar is clearly not explaining the carbon pesach because the carbon pesach is not bom in a bakar. Elamai v'zavachto pesach, that's the carbon pesach. Tzaynu bakar is all karbanis. They're put together in the same pasuk. Hekish, just like pesach is only ba min ha'chulin, so too, all karbanos are only ba el min ha'chul. The one piece of information that the Mishnah didn't disclose was how do you know that a Pesach is only ba min ha'chulin? Mishnah said, if Pesach is davar shebechayva and it's only ba min ha'chulin, so too shar karbanos. Says the Gemara, u Pesach guve min olam. How do you know that the Pesach itself is only ba min ha'chulin? The time we went to the Brisa, and this Brisa will take us pretty much to the end of the daf. Rabbi Lezer says, nema Pesach b'mitzrayim, v'nema Pesach Lidairis. Ma Pesach Amar b'Mitzrayim lo ba elam anachulin. Af Pesach ha'amar lidairis lo ba elam anachulin. Rabbi Eliezer said, you know how you know that the carbon Pesach is only ba anachulin? Pesach Mitzrayim. The first carbon Pesach that the Yidden ever brought was a Mitzrayim. That Pesach was only ba anachulin. It wasn't brought from Ma'is Hasheni, for example, because there was no Ma'is Hasheni. All they had was Chulin. So it was Bamin HaChulin. So if the first Karban Pesach was only Bamin HaChulin, so to all Karbanos Pesach are only Bamin HaChulin. So you want to know how you know Pesach is only Bamin HaChulin? So that I can now learn all Karbanos from there? It's very simple. We learn Pesach Toiros from Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim was definitely only Bamin HaChulin, because all they had was Chulin. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, V'chidon and Efshe Mishi Efshe. How could you learn something from Pesach Mitzrayim? Pesach Mitzrayim, they only brought the carbon Pesach from HaChulin. Obviously, all they had was Chulin. Is that a raya that if I want to bring a toida or a shlomen when I set a raya lie, and I have money sitting in my drawer that I set aside for Ma'is Hasheni, that I can't use the Ma'is Hasheni money now to buy the toidim and a shlomen? Mechatei sanat. You'll tell me, because it's a davar shebechayva, and there was one to davar shebechayva Mitzrayim, and they didn't use Ma'is Hasheni money. Of course they didn't use Ma'is Hasheni. They didn't have. Maybe if they had Ma'is Hasheni money in Mitzrayim, they would have used the Ma'is Hasheni money from Mitzrayim. V'chidon and Efshem Mishia, how could you learn a situation where I have an option from a situation where I didn't have the option? Amaloi. So Rabbi Eliezer told him, I hear, but afa pisha e efsha raya gedoylihi v'nilmad himena. Pashup shat is Rabbi Eliezer argued with Rabbi Akiva. Meaning Rabbi Eliezer, yeah, done in efsha mishi efsha. So Rabbi Eliezer held dover efsha mishi efsha. So the makar is Pesach. And even though by Pesach time there was no ma'is hasheni, it doesn't matter. You could still learn from there. At the end of the day, they didn't use ma'is hasheni for Pesach Mitzrayim. El called davar shebechayva. You cannot use Mois Ma'is Hasheni to any but Elam HaChulin. Rabbi Akiva wasn't comfortable with this Makar because Rabbi Akiva held
Ain don in efshe mishii efshe. Chaz Rabbi Akiva donu denach. Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer another question. Meaning, in theory, the conversation could have ended here. They could have ended by Rabbi Eliezer holding don in efshe mishii efshe, Rabbi Akiva holding ain don in efshe mishii efshe, and that would be the end of this discussion. The Gemara is going to ask soon why this is not the end. But there's a part two to the shakla v'tarya between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Chaz Rabbi Akiva donu denachar. Rabbi Akiva asked another kasha. He said, Rabbi Eliezer, you're going to learn from Pesach Mitzrayim that Dovah Shebechoyv is ba element achulim. Pesach Mitzrayim was a very different type of garment. Ma'ala Pesach Mitzrayim shekein ein ta'un matan domin ve'emurin legabe mizbech. There were no mizbechos by Pesach Mitzrayim. The blood didn't go on the mizbech. The emurim didn't go on the mizbech. Now, there was a halacha to put the blood on the mashkoif and on the shtei mezuzos, right? So that the sar hamashkos could jump over all the Yiddish houses, but not on the mizbech. It wasn't an ordinary carbon. And being that it wasn't an ordinary carbon, maybe you can't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim. Toima bePesach Doiros, for example, Shetan Matan Domin ve'emurim legabe mizbech. So again, Rabbi Eliezer is learning Pesach Doiros from Pesach Mitzrayim, and you have a pasuk that's makish all carbonos to Pesach Doiros. The problem is, how do you learn Pesach Doiros from Pesach Mitzrayim? How do you get this off the ground? L'chayro, Pesach Mitzrayim was a very different type of carbon. There was no matan domim on the mizbech. That's the ikar part of the carbon wasn't even there. Amalei, Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, I have an answer to this too. It says, the context is, a pasuk we're familiar with, so what's the pasuk saying? The pasuk, when the Yidden are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, which avoida? The carbon Pesach, which Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Yidden you should do now in Mitzrayim. You should do this avoida, b'chodesh hazeh in Eretz Yisrael. So you see over here, we're comparing the Pesach Mitzrayim to the carbonized Pesach that we're going to be brought l'dayres. And we learn from this, you call avoida shal chodesh hazeh, that all the avoidas should be the same. Noz, Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, I hear your pircha on learning Pesach Dayres and Pesach Mitzrayim, but I have a hekish. And being that I have a hekish, that's a whole different story. Why? So the Gemara later is going to say, because ein meshiv ala hekish. But for right now, the Gemara didn't explain it yet. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, I hear your pircha, but I have a tine on that either. Either way, so there were two give and takes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. First, Rabbi Eliezer says, now you know that the carbon Pesach, the Pesach Doiros, is only ba min achulin. I learned it from Pesach Mitzrayim. The Pesach Mitzrayim was only ba min achulin. So the Pesach Doiros should also be ba min achulin. Rabbi Akiva's taina was, ain't done in efshe mishi efshe. There was no other option. Here there is another option. Rabbi Eliezer said, no, done in efshe mishi efshe. Then there was another give and take. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, how could you learn Pesach Doiros from Pesach Mitzrayim? Pesach Mitzrayim had no matan domen ve'imurim al gabi mizbech. To that, Rabbi Eliezer responded, I have a pasuk that's makish the two. V'avadotas avoida azois, referring to Pesach Mitzrayim, b'chodesh hazeh, when, v'ayikiv v'yacha. So you see, there's a connection between Pesach Doiros and Pesach. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, isa v'lei dein don and efshe mishi efshe. Rabbi Akiva obviously held ein don and efshe mishi efshe. So, leikub and musay, why did he need a second taina? Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, ein don and efshe mishi efshe. Rabbi Eliezer said, not an efshe mishi efshe. Why couldn't the conversation just end there? Why didn't Rabbi Akiva say, no, I maintain my position that ain't done an efshe mishi efshe. Okay. And I hoderbei, says the Gemara, so you'll tell me that maybe Rabbi Akiva was chayzer. And Rabbi Akiva came around to Rabbi Eliezer. He says, okay, maybe done an efshe mishi efshe. And that's why he needed another reason. And what was his other reason? His other reason was he can't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim because Pesach Mitzrayim, although it was only bam and achulin because there was no ma'aseh sheni, but at the same time, it was a different type of carbon because nothing went on the Mizbech. But Pesach Midbar Yoichiach, what about the Pesach Midbar? Now, the Yidden only brought one carbon Pesach in the Midbar. Rashi brings the Parshas Ba'al Oischa, Lehagi Gnusin Shal Yisrael. They only brought one carbon Pesach in the Midbar. What was the reason? Because they weren't Gemalot. They had no Bris Milah. And being that they had no Bris Milah, they couldn't bring another carbon Pesach. But regardless, there was a carbon Pesach that was brought in the Midbar. Now, the carbon Pesach that was brought in the Midbar had Matan Dor Ve'emurim on the Mizbech. They had the Mishkan, where they were able to do the Zrikas and the Haktaras Emurim. And that was also only Bam and Achulin, because there was no Maisa Sheni when they were in the Midbar. So Tainas, the Gemara, what's Rabbi Akiva's telling Rabbi Eliezer, you can't learn from Pesach. Maybe you can't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim. But why can't you learn from the Pesach that was born in the Midbar? So Luchura,
the Gemara is asking it like as a Maman of Shach and Rabbi Akiva. It's not clear what the Maman of Shach is, but the Gemara is asking it as a Maman of Shach. Rabbi Akiva, why do you need a second Taina? You already said, Ein Donin Efshar Mishi Efshar. And if you're coming around and you're telling me that maybe Donin Efshar Mishi Efshar, and your whole argument is now based on this Taina that you can't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim, but maybe learn it from Pesach Midbar. So the Gemara says, Lidvar Rabbi Yazar Kamar. Rabbi Akiva is just talking to Rabbi Yazar. Lidi, the Ein Donin Efshar Mishi Efshar. I hold Ein Donin Efshar Mishi Efshar. So as far as I'm concerned, that's the reason you can learn from Pesach Mitzrayim. Lidi, Doch Tamer Don Efshar Mishi Efshar. But according to you, the whole you could Don Efshar Mishi Efshar. Ma'ala Pesach Mitzrayim she Ein Kain Ein Tonim Matan Domim Vimur Lagavim Mizbeach. Tamer Pesach Doiris she Ton Matan Domim Vimur Lagavim Mizbeach. Omeli Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's response was Vivalta. Meaning, the Gemara is answering the first kasha. The reason Rabbi Akiva needed a second Taina wasn't because he needed a second Taina. It was all with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva was happy saying Ein Don Efshar Mishi Efshar. But Rabbi Eliezer, you obviously argue. So it was all with Rabbi Eliezer. But what about the second kasha? Rabbi Eliezer, why did he need a pasuk of Avadas Avoda Azoyis B'Chodesh Hazeh? There's an obvious flaw in Rabbi Akiva's Taina, like the Gemara just spoke out. Le Malei Pesach Midbar Yechiach. Why didn't he just say, even if you can't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim, but you can learn from the Pesach Midbar? Pesach Midbar was also only Baman Achulim because they had no Maizah Sheni, and they did have Matan Dom and Veimur and Magabi Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer really could have said that. Lidvar of the Rabbi Akiva Kamale. He was all talking Lidvar of the Rabbi Akiva. Lididi, according to me, Don and Efshar Mishi Efshar. Mishum hai pircha. You worried about your pircha of Pesach Midbar Yechiach. Ludidach the amet ain't done in Efshar Mishi Efshar. Vavadata. Meaning he himself could have just said done in Efshar Mishi Efshar. He knew the whole Taina wasn't such a good Taina. Anyways, he wasn't taking it so seriously because he didn't really need it. Because he felt at the end of the day the real reason you can learn it from Pesach Mitzrayim is because done in Efshar Mishi Efshar. But he told Rabbi Akiva, you know, we're going to go back and forth. There's a pasuk anyway. Says the Gemara of Hashtanami Lefrich. How does the pasuk resolve anything? Why does the pasuk change anything? Meaning the pasuk now is Rabbi Eliezer's checkmate argument. He's saying, you want to tell me done in Efshar Mishi Efshar? You done in Efshar Mishi Efshar? I might have a pasuk that says Vavadutas Avoda Azoyis B'Chodesh Hazeh. Why does that change anything? If ain't done in Efshar Mishi Efshar, you vaita can't learn from there. Amar Rav Sheshes. So you say Meres Ein Meshivan Al HaHakish. You see from here that Ein Meshivan Al HaHakish, that being that there's a hekesh, you can't ask kashas on. If you can learn Pesach Toys from Pesach Mitzrayim with a mamatzino, just, you see, this is a Pesach, that's a Pesach. This was only Baman Achulin, that's also only Baman Achulin. Then you can ask kashas, and here you have a kasha. V'chidon and efshim mishi efshir. But if the makar is a hekesh, ain't meshivin ala hekesh. That's why Rabbi Eliezer felt that by quoting his pasuk, he really ended the whole conversation. But the Gemara says, but Tarbitza Amman, Beis Medrash, they had a problem. V'chidover alamed behekesh, chayzer malamed behekesh. It comes out then, the makar, that a regular toydan a shlomen and all karbanos, the only baman achulin is learned out from a hekesh. When makish the carbon pesach, the shar karbanos. It says v'zavachto pesach l'Hashem elokecha tzaynu baka. We're comparing tzaynu baka, which is all karbanos, to pesach. Pesach means pesach doiris. How do you know pesach doiris has a halacha of ene ba elam achulin? Because we compare pesach doiris to pesach mitzray. So Pesach Toiris is a Dovra Lomid Behekish. It's being Chayzer or Malamid Behekish through the second Hekish. We know in Kachem, this is Kachem 101, that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Bechlola Itmar, Pesach Kule Chadam Milsi. We're not learning Pesach Doiris from Pesach Mitzrayim and then Shar Karbonis from Pesach Doiris. What we're doing is we're saying through the Hekish of Avadis Avodah Aziz Bechidish, said that all Karbonis Pesach are one. They're all lumped into one category. So that when the Toiris says the word Pesach, when it says the Pasuk that the Mishnah quoted, the Zavachta Pesach, it doesn't just mean Pesach Doiris. It means all Karbonis Pesach. All Karbonis Pesach are hookish to Shar Karbonis. Thus, I can learn all Karbonis from the carbon Pesach. Dovra Lamed Behekish, Einu Chayzim Lamed Behekish would mean if I'm learning Pesach Doiris from Pesach Mitzrayim, I can learn Shar Karbonis from Pesach Doiris. But that's not what's happening over here. What's happening is I have a Hekish that puts together Pesach Doiris and Pesach Mitzrayim, and then I'm learning all Karbonis from the combination of Pesach Doiris and Pesach Mitzrayim directly from all Karbonis Pesach. So at the end of the day, what really comes out is that the Makar to Rabbi Eliezer, that a dovish of a chayv is in ba elam and achulin, it's learned out from a hekesh. It says v'zavachto pesach l'Hashem alikach tzaynu ba. That was the mission. Now, how do I know pesach gufa is only ba men achayva? How do I know pesach gufa is only ba men achayva? Rabbi Eliezer learned pesach doyrois from pesach Mitzrayim. How did Rabbi Eliezer learn it? He held I learned it from a mamatzino. Could you learn a dovar
she'efsher mi dava she'i efsher. Rabbi Eliezer holds you could learn a dava she'efsher mi a dava she'i efsher. Rabbi Akiva holds ain't done an efsher mi she'efsher. Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, even if you want to tell me ain't done an efsher mi she'efsher, but at the end of the day I have a hekish, ain't mishimen ala hekish. Just one thing that emerges a little unclear in Pashup Shan in the Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva really came with two tainas on Rabbi Eliezer. His first taina was, ain don an efshe mishi efshir. His second taina was, how could you learn from Pesach Mitzrayim? L'chayra Pesach Mitzrayim had no matan domin, and it had no emurim on the mizbech. It was a very different type of carbon, right? There were other differences as well. It had to be brought on the 10th day, 4 days before, right? These special hazoyas that were done on the mashkev and the mishem mezuzas. You wouldn't be able to learn from there. The Gemara immediately rejected that, or the Gemara suggested you should be able to immediately reject it, because even if you can't learn it from Pesach Mitzrayim, you should be able to learn it from Pesach Midbar. And the Gemara seems to accept that argument. If that's the case, why did Rabbi Akiva even mention that argument? What's Pashu B'Shan in the Gemara? What was Rabbi Akiva being moisif when he said, Ma'le Pesach Mitzrayim shekein ein ton matan damen ve'emurim legabe mizbech? The Gemara was doichet very simply by saying, even if you can't learn it from Pesach Mitzrayim, you'd still be able to learn it from the Pesach and the Midbar. That's not clear, but at the end of the day, the Ikur Taima of the Rebbe Eliezer that holds that the Karban Pesach was only Bam and Achulin, it's learned out from Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim was only Bam and Achulin. How do I know that? Because there was nothing else other than Chulin. As a result, it must have been only brought Min Achulin. I learned Pesach Doris from Pesach Mitzrayim, and I learned Shar Karbanois from Pesach Doris. What about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, who didn't agree with Rabbi Eliezer in this brisa, he held you can't learn it from a mamatzinu because ain't done an efshem and she efshem. He didn't seem to hold to this hekesh either. What's Rabbi Akiva's makar? Has Rabbi Akiva know that the Karban Pesach is ain't about elam and achulim? That's tomorrow's daf.